This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison.
Atlanta's airport may be the world's busiest when it comes to passengers, but it doesn't crack the top 30 for cargo, a list that includes Louisville, Anchorage, and Indianapolis. As Jim Burris reports from WABE, that means Atlanta's going after boxes, not just people.
Picture the inside of any given warehouse with forklifts and rows of pallets. And that's exactly what this Lufthansa Airlines cargo area looks like here in Atlanta. Alana Zimmer is coordinating all of this action for the German airline.
I would say machinery parts, but at the moment textiles.
In the fall, it's case after case of French Beaujolais. Today, there's a cute but smelly puppy. All of this cargo may not be sexy, but Hartsfield-Jackson General Manager Miguel Southwell wants to see more. He admits,
we have some work to do.
The traditional cargo market is stagnant, so the airport is building facilities to go after a different sector, like perishable goods, things like pharmaceuticals and fresh flowers. That will help revenues. But Southwell says it's really about employment.
The main purpose of an airport is really to be any community's chief jobs driver. That's why an airport exists.
But airports are limited in what they can do to attract new cargo, says Eno Osinga. He's in charge of cargo operations at Amsterdam's Schiphol Airport.
An airport is, if you look at it unkindly, a bit of concrete. It's got runways, it's got aprons. They're all the same.
Osinga says if you want to build cargo, convince industry to build nearby. Atlanta's doing that. It's also constructing more warehouses on site. And if you're a cargo airline, Hartsfield-Jackson has a deal for you, a few million in incentives. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.